We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We are beginning the top line of the Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We learned in yesterday's blot that someone who comes in from a different city, he can't come into my city and do business. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Moida Rav Huna Breida Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna Breida Rav Yeshua is Moida, but Reichlin Hamachziyim Beyaris, peddlers who sell perfumes that go from city to city, to Leimotzi Ma'akiv, you cannot stop them from coming into your city to make the sales. Omar, Ezra tikin lehem liYisrael she reichlin machzirim beYaris kedei sheyu tachshitim mitzuyin lebnei Yisrael. Ezra made a takana that the reichlin are allowed to go from city to city, even though there's local businesses, but they're allowed to go from city to city in order to nothing to do. No problem with Sagas Gvul here, because the special takana that we want Tachshitim to be Matsu Lebnei Yisrael. They don't have to go, even if there's one place in town that sells it, they're not going to go all the other side of town to buy something. Only if someone comes to the house. In those days, the Bnei Yisrael stayed inside, they didn't go out. And here, by peddlers going from house to house, they bought a Tachshitim. And as it held, there was a big takana. That was a very important thing for Shalom Bayis, that the woman should have tachshitim, which means like perfumes. So therefore, the halacha is that a reichel that comes to a different city is mutter to come to your city, not even their city, and sell from house to house. That's only to go from house to house. They can't put up a store. If someone from a different city can come in and open a perfume store in your city, that's also. If they go from house to house, that is mutter, not like Rashi says, laduri lachzor v'lesavim v'voyis. Yeah, they go from mavi to mavi or batim into the houses. I'll call Rachel Likrus for achra kein yoshalir. Go back to your city, but they can't park here and open a store. That's the same problem as before of what you call a saga school, which means that you're the umnis chaveri v'itzuv rabbanon. And if it's this reichel is a talmud chacham, I feel like we nami even let him be kaveh makom, because going around house to house is a bit of Torah. And it's a big chiddush. Ki hada Rava Sharulu, we'll speak to that in a second. Ki hada Rava Sharulu Rav Yeshua v'le Rav Oivadio la Kvuya. Rava allowed Rav Yeshua and Rav Oivadio la Kvuya to park in the city and sell from a store. The Loik Ilkasa, which was the Frim Shurus Din, we went for them. My timer. That's the Rashi. Lechazim is the Frim Shurus Din. My timer. Kivin the Rabbanan Indu, since they were to meet the Chamim, also the Tar de Megersayo. They have to go in house to house. They are going to lose their learning. Now, it's a very big chiddush. Why? Because this guy's going to lose his learning, so the Yenna guy's lose his business. We're saying in Alada, be Kaveh Malkin, why not? Because it's not your city, it's someone else's city. Who asked you to come here to the city and open up a store? And you're the Lumnus Chavera. Teretz is going house to house, is a Tzairich, like we said to Karnas Ezra. But now we're saying that if he's a Talmud Chacham, we say, no, we go with three Mishra's, then he could even open up a store. But for his Tzairich, we care more. So the Pula Charifta brings him a little bit of an answer to it. He says like this. The Pula Charifta is at the bottom here of the Rosh. He says, the Kivin Shadinim Halolu, the Motsu Ma'akve is only Midarbanam Ba'alma. He says, this whole din that you can stop someone else from coming down and rooting your business, only the Rabban de Gadin. But Tzurv Rabban and Rosh Lassus of Rim Shur Sadin, Kapir's Rashi. Kaloimar Shalahach Merlov Kamei Ba'amarat. We're not so machma on them. But you see over here how important the Talmud Chacham's Torah is, because you see here we're going to change the halachas of Yarad Lomis Chaver in order that he should be able to learn more and have an easier time making the business. So the Gemara Vayda. Hanu Dikloi, the Icy Dikloi Lebavel. There was these basket makers who, Dikloi is like a basket, made a wicker basket. So they came from Bavel. They came, Lebavel, they came from Bavel, from a different city. Also, Bremasa, Kamaakvila. So Bremasa said, you can't come here and sell baskets in our town. Also, Kamaide Ravina, Malahu, Ma'alma also, Ula'alma Lizvinu. So Ravina said that here the case was, they came to the Shuk. There was a big fear, a world's fear, and that's where they came to sell their wares. So he says, since in this world's fear, everyone's coming from around the world, therefore you're allowed to bring, let it come and sell from other places also. V'hanim will be on the shuk. It's only on the yom of the shuk. Only on the day of the market day. Av below yom of the shuk alo. Yitaka can't. Over yom of the shuk nami lo yamin on elos vune v'shuk. Only to sell on the shuk. Av la duri we go around town lo. So basically, we're saying that it's mutter to come if there's a big market day and everyone's coming from all different cities to this place to buy. You also allowed to come from all different places to sell.
Where is it also to go around the
Because and no, that's only a reichel, only besam, only perfume. And here we're talking about baskets, only for perfume. He said, yeah, it's a big side there. Ezra tickling the shawl, you didn't break him because it's tachshit and matzuyim reis shawl. Yeah, only. That no, it's only perfume, only perfume. There's the kana. The kana was they should have perfume. They should have the you know vice toast. It's a very important thing for shalom vice. They should wear perfume for their own husbands. Yeah. So, but here is the West Ham selling baskets. That's no varta, no takanas Ezra on selling baskets. So there they cannot go house to house. Hanu Amaroi, these people sold the tzemer wool. They sold wool. The people sold wool. Asi Amar Pumnara. They brought wool into the city Pumnahara. Also Bre Masa Kamakvalai, and the people of the city were ma'akim on them. It wasn't the World's Fair. The Yom Shuk. It wasn't something like that. They came in to sell. So the people of the city said, "No, you can't just come in and to our city and sell wool. This is like you said, sagas wool. You're the omnus chavera. You can't just do that." So he says, like the Gemara says, what happened? Also, the Rav Kahana Amalhu Dinahu Demakvaleu. Then is that they're right? They come akif Amrulei, but they said Islan Ashroi. They already had done sales for a few weeks. People owe them credit, and now they found out that they're going to have to leave. He said, "I can't leave now. People owe me money, and I'm going to leave without money. I'm leaving with a major loss, and I can't have any food." Amalhu zilu zvinu shirchi saichu ad ekrisu ashrei dechu vazlisu. He said, "Okay, stay here. You only can sell as much as you need to live as you stay here, and you can stay until you collect all your credits, and then you have to leave Taka." But because here they felt bad for them. They're here because the Maisa, they had credits, so he said you could stay until you collect all your credits. Now, the Rosh does speak out that if he wanted to sell it all at once, then you can't be ma'akev. It's only if they want to open up a store and sell. He says like this, read your Lashon of the Rosh, Pirsh. Im roitzim limkar al yad kederach achemvenin. Av limkar schayra vas achas, eni choyim lakalim. A guy comes in as a wholesaler, he sells the whole thing at once, you can't be ma'akev. Rabbeis v'levi kosav, uvat shemeichik ashar shar achemvenin, another kula. This whole iser of a sagas gvul, like you call it, is only for selling kashar chavanim. Ava moicher yoiser bezoil aim akvalov kimin shu tevim leir. Of new chesh or rivagash, they argue. I'm arguing this that if they come in with a better price, then they're allowed to do that because it's better for the city. The city, it's good for the city to have a guy. You have only one guy in the city. He has a monopoly. He charges you so much money for everything. If a guy comes in and makes a cheaper price, he's allowed to come and sell because the Bnei Ir want that. But obviously, you have to go to La Halacha, to Machalik Shoshanim, and just I want to point out that Rimagash Shita. Zogdim Arvait. Rav Dina Maradoi Aisi Gergis Vosfina. Rav Dina Maradoi came with dried figs in a boat and he came to town. He wanted to sell it. So Amalei Reish Galut. Now, the way it worked, we had it already in Ezo Neshach and Bamatsia, that the Talmud Chacham always got the first chance to make his sales, and then everyone else got to sell. They gave him out the cover of the Talmud Chacham, they let him sell first. So Rav Dima came with Gregers. Omle Reish Glus L'Rava. Pukhazi, let's see if we should let him sell first, because Gregers could get spoiled also. So Omle Reish Glus L'Rava. Pukhazi, it's Shul Rabban Hu, Nokalei Shuka. Go check out if this Rav Dima is the Talmud Chacham, then we'll let him go first. Omali Rava or Rav Ada Bar Abba. So Rava told his Talmud Rav Ada Bar Abba, "Puk toyel lebekankere. Go smell his jug," which means basically check out his Talmud Chacham. Nofak Ozal. So Rav Ada went out and met Rav Dimi. Boiminei peel shapala kufa mitzris, a elephant that swallowed a kufa mitzris, which is a basket. The kia derech beisarei, and it came out through his digestive system. Mao. Is it tamei or not? What's the shaila? We know kli glolim is not tamei. Keli made out of the waste of the animal is not tamei. But here it was really a wicker basket. But it went through the digestive system. Does it get a din glolim or not? Lo have the other. Even didn't have an answer. Amalei. So Rav Dimi asked Rav Ada, who asked the question. Only Marni, you Rava? Are you Rava? Because Rashi says Shishama al Rava shu gadol ear. V'savu shuzei. I thought maybe this is Rava. So Tafakle Vesandle. So Rav Ada gave Rav Dimi a little tap on his shoe with his walking stick. Amalei says, "Beni di Rava iketuva." Between me and Rava, there's a very big merchik. Miu akarchach ano rabach. I am your rabbi. V'Rava Rabba the rabach, and Rava is the rabbi of your rabbi. So he basically made fun of him a little bit, and he touched him on his shoe. It's like, you don't do that. It's not a kavadik. It's derech schaik. So leinok leishuka lemaisa, they didn't give him the first chance to sell, and lemaisa didn't get before he had a chance to sell. Rav Dimi, before he had a chance to sell his gregers, posted gregers today. He lost all his gregers. Also came to Rav Yosef. He came to Rav Yosef, and he was quatching about, you know, this terrible thing that happened in the city. Only Chazi Mar, my overlay, look what happened to me. I come to the city, they test me, I got it wrong, they embarrassed me, and then they didn't let me sell first, and I lost my gregers. So Rav Yosef told him, Amalei mandaloi shia loi nisa demalkar edoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't wait to pay back for the pain of malkar edoim, loi nishai loi nisach, should not wait and pay back for your pain that you received. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk regarding what the Moav did to Edom. Says, "Koyam Hashem Ashloisha Pishim Moav, the three Averis of Moav, V'Arba Lo Yishevenu." On the fourth, there was no tshuva on that. Al Sarfo Atzmois Melech Edom Lisid. It says that the Moav, when they captured Edom, he burnt the Melech Edom to a crisp and used him for the cement. Uses ashes as cement for the lime on the side of his house. And that was a major bezoyin. Because of that, Moav got an oinish. So they said, the one who paid back for the pain of Edom, and Moav, Melech Moav got paid back, got an oinish, got a punishment, should also give a punishment to the ones who hurt you. That's what happened. What happened? Noch nafshid Rav Adab Abba. Rav Adab Abba was a Talmud of Rava, who met him after the boat and asked him that question and tapped him on the foot. So Rav Ada Bar Abba died. And now we're going to have a bunch of different reasons why he could have died. Rav Yosef Amar, Ano Anishte, he died because of me. The Ano Lataisa, I gave him that klala. And like Rashi, Toysa speaks out, Kol Echad Mehem, Ho Yemesh Oinin Shal Yodimais. All these different, we have different bandiyam and say why he died. Not because they're proud of that, they were upset. Because the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Kol Mishach Averu Nenas Hayade, Eimach Diz Noisim Mechisot Shal Gavish Baruch Hu. That anyone, if their friend is Nenas Hayade, it's not a good thing. So they were misoining. They were upset about it. He says, "Oh, it was me. That's why he died." Rav Dimi Meradoi, he's the Talmud Chacham, came on the boat with the Gregers. Says, "Ama Ano Anishte. It's because of me that he got a punishment. The Afsi Gregers did because my Gregers got ruined. Abayo Ama Ano Anishte. The Amalu Rabbanon." I used to tell the Talmidim, Adagamisu Garmi Be Abaya, Su Akhli Bisu Shmeni Be Rava. Abaya says it was me, because Rav Ada used to tell the Talmidim of Abaya, Abaya had a yeshiva, Rav had a yeshiva. Rav Ada used to tell Talmidim of Abaya, he says, you're sucking some stone, some bones, you know, some arach bones by Abaya, go get some good meat by Rava. Basically telling him that Rava's better shear. And the Mashah adds a little knetch to it. The Mashah says, he didn't say Abaya was a good shear, but we know we paskin like Rava most of the time, besides four, six cases, Yal Kagam. So he said, you're just sucking bones, but go to the meat, which is most of the psalkim are like Rava. Now what's the gematria of Garmi? Garmi, which is a bone. What's the gematria of Garmi? It's 253. What's the gematria of Yal Kagam? It's a little hard to figure out, but it's also 253. We'll try to figure it out for fun. Yalkagam, so Ya'al is 80 plus 30 is 110. And Kegam, that's 110. And Yalkagam is a Kuf, is 100. 143. 143 plus 2 is 10 is 353. Same gematria as Gami. Yeah, it's 253, not 253. Is same gematria as Garmi. Both Yalk Gam and Garmi are the same gematria. The Magdik Pshat Mashal says, Soka Garmi there, which is only the Yalk Gam, go to Rava where all the meat is. So because of that, Abaye says, because of me, I felt bad, I lost my Tamidim. That's why I've added dog. But Rava, my knowledge, there was me. What was the story with Rava? The Chiav Ozal Abay Tafchel Mishkel Umtza, Rav Ada was also going to the store to buy meat, and the Rava sent his shamish to go, his attendant also go and buy meat. So Amalahula Tavchi, so Rav Ada told Rava, who's a Talmud Rava, told the butcher, I know Shakil Nabisra Bikami Shamid Rava. I go first. I know Difi Mene, because I'm bigger than the shamish. And the Maestah was sickle taina on the zilzal of the covenant of Rava, and then the Rava said it was meat. That's Rav Ada died. So already up to the fourth pshat already. The fifth one. Nachma Yitzchak Amar Anah Nishtay. The story of Nachma Yitzchak. Rav Nachum Yitzchak was not mentioned in the story before. There's a different story of Nachum Yitzchak. Nachum Yitzchak raised Kalahava. Nachum Yitzchak was the one who got the stella that he spoke every Shabbos in Shul. He was a Reish Kala, every Shabbos, Yontif, he was going to give drasha in Shul. So Kol Yoyma, Mekami Dineil Kala, every time, every Shabbos and every Yontif, that before he went in to give his drasha, Marit Bader of Adab Ahava, rather he used to walk him to Shul, and he said it over, and he said over the Shmaitzeh to Adab Ahava. Marit Bader of Adab Ahava to Shmaitzeh, Bahada Al Kala. First he said over the Shmaitzeh to Adab Ahava, and then it was all clear, he said it over. Ahu Yoyma, one day, Nokter a papa of Hunabre Rav Yeshua or Rav Adaba Hava, Mushum. One day Rav Papa and Hunabre Yeshua stopped Rav Ada before the Kala, they stopped him because they missed the shear of Rava. And Rav Ada was a Talmud of Rava. They missed the shear, they wanted to hear the end of the shear. Omrulay, Emul Hani Shmaitza, the Maisa Behema Echemina Rava. What did Rava say about Maisa Behema, which is the Gemara at the end of Mesechtas Becharis? He said, well, what did he say about that? And he told him. So the Hechem and Rava, Amalu Hakam Rava, Hakam Rava, Ad Hachi Nagel and Rachav Yitzchak. Lemaisa, Rachav Yitzchak was waiting for him, and Ada wasn't coming to walk him to shul and say over the drasha. So and he wasn't. So Rachav Yitzchak wasn't starting his drasha. Only Rabbi Rachav Yitzchak, come the Nagelah, come. Well, why are you waiting? Come say the shir. Loma Yosemar, why are you just sitting there? Amalu Yosivna v'Kamantere La'arsi Devarad Ba'Ava. I'm waiting for the bed, the Orin of Ada Ba'Ava. Agav, they bring for me, it was on Yontif, it must have been, because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring the Oren of a person. He said, I'm waiting here for the Oren of Adab Abba. The Hochi Nova Kolo, the Noch Nafshi Adab Abba. Taka, he died. So here we have another thing. Mustavra, Rav Nachum Yitzchak Anche, and the svara is, there was Rav Nachum Yitzchak, the last pshat is the Mustavra Digger pshat, because he said clearly, I am waiting for the Oren of Rav Adab. So we had a bunch of them shot him why he died, either because the first pshat was because Rav Yosef gave him that klal with Edom, or Dimi was upset about his Gregorius. Abai said because he took people away from the shear. Rava says there was a story with the going to the butcher, and we have Rav Nachman by Yitzchak with this he used to help him with his Joshua, and this time he didn't, and he said, I'm waiting for the Ara in the bed of Rav Ada and Taka. The Gemara says that's the Ikar reason.